us a great, great appreciation to you for your fatherly cares. Everything about our existence is simply your own doing. So we are highly indebted unto you and to you alone. We just pray, oh God, that your grace that has started with us will see us through to the end. We have been made to know that you don't have an abandoned project. You will never start and not be able to finish. You have started with us. Please, Master, take us through safely to the last bus, which is the Four Square City. Father, we thank you. All that it will take for us to go through trials and temptations and problems and persecutions and disappointments and failures and all wickedness of the enemy. All that it will take is with you, Lord. So we are happy that your grace has revealed who you are unto us. Thank you, Father. We have assembled ourselves again unto you this morning. We ask that your grace that saw us through last week may be more abundant upon us again this week. Thank you, Father. We have come before you and we are individuals. Whatever is our needs, Lord, don't pass any of us by. Meet us at the point of our needs. Forgive all our shortcomings and our failure. Glorify your name. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. Good morning to everyone. We are happy to be ushered into another week by the grace of the Almighty God. Always know that every passing moment, people are departing from you. You'll be on the other side. They'll be Christian, they will be not Christian. As long as you are there, always give praise and thanks and appreciation unto God for sparing your life. Praise God. Amen. Shall we turn our Bibles to John chapter 14? I just want to give a little sermon this morning. I just pass a few comments on it. You might dwell on it again. You know, the sermons are becoming, I don't know. May the message become our flesh. Amen. John chapter 14, the first 8 verses. It goes like this. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If he had known me, he should have known the Father also. And from henceforth, you know him, and have seen him. And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and he sufficeth us. In the Lord bless. Very deep on that portion of his word into our heart. You can please be seated. Amen. What a wonderful conversation. What a wonderful promise. That our Master was giving this promise, knowing who has given that promise, his words are reliable, his words are dependable, his words are infallible, his words are guaranteed. Praise God, amen. So, our little effort to serve the Lord, we go through trials, we go through temptations, which are just part of the journey. They are part of the journey for our perfection. Amen? So, there is a scripture that says that all the testings and trials we go through now, they will not amount to anything because of the glory that shall be revealed in us. when we cross to the other side. What Abraham said, to cross Jordan is not a bad thing. He said, it is not bad, but you got to have what it takes to cross Jordan. Amen? Because it's not, even if you can swim, may God help us. Well, this morning, I just want to start this little subject, let us see God. Amen? That is the title, let us see God. And the prophet preached, let me bring out the which is November 29, 1959. That is when he preached this word. Let us see God. Now that is what I want to speak on this afternoon. Is this the cry of the human heart forever since we be human beings? We would like to see God. And I want to take about four ways this afternoon, but as we read it this morning, to show you God. First, I want to take God in His universe, God in His Word, God in His Son, God in His people. Amen. Sometimes when we preach, I say things. I don't know whether it is spiritual ignorance or a deliberate something. People will think you are proud. Proud? Do you know what it takes God to achieve my salvation? So I should not testify of His goodness. I will so testify of shame of Himself. Stop testifying. It pays to be lost so that when you are found, you know what it means to have been lost. Some of us, we did taste the world and the foolishness in the world. That is why salvation means very little or nothing to us. But if the devil has really taken you through things with the plans to ruin your life, to kill you prematurely, you will appreciate salvation. Praise God. Amen. All right. The prophet now says the four ways we have mentioned it: God in the universe, God in His Word, God in His Son, and God in His people. If you are a Christian, God is living in you. Amen. That is, if you are a Christian, God is living in you. If God is living in you, and God is the writer of this book, He will never inspire you to do anything contrary to what is in this book. Amen. God condemned malice. You think God is living in you and causing you to have malice? He'll be working against His own self. And the Bible says, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Amen. If God is in you, He will be of His children. God will be in you and He'll be inspiring you to bring, what do you call it now, divisions among His children. We judge people by the spirit that is in them. God studied the message, discernment of spirit. The prophet said, don't discern the man, the group he belongs to, or where he come from. No, don't discern him by his height, or by his size, or by the position he occupies in life. Whether he has been blessed to have money or poor, is bad before he can. He said, don't judge him by that. He said, judge the spirit that is in that man, what the spirit wants to do. Amen. What about the spirit that is in this man wants to achieve? Praise God. Amen. There are people that when they leave the assembly to go and preach somewhere else, instead of building the people's faith in their pastor, they pull the pastor down. That's a wrong spirit. But Abraham never did that. Even after the discernment, everything, he will tell the people, look. That's why sometimes he dismissed the something with laying on of hands. Bring all the ministers, everybody. He wants to build the people's faith in their ministers. No matter how blessed a minister is, if you don't have confidence in him, he will never be a blessing to you. You say, what are you talking? I'm talking scriptures. Amen? May God help us. You must have confidence in your wife that she will not do anything wrong in your absence. You must have confidence in your husband that he will not do anything wrong in your absence. If you don't, if you allow the devil to plant a suspicious spirit in your heart towards your wife, that home is in shambles. Because if your wife go to Dubai and a little traffic caught her, put your Bible boyfriend there. That spirit is a devil. You will never believe her again. May God help us. All right. Let's go. And the prophet said, now, there's not a person here, but what would love to see him? Wouldn't you love to see God? I would like to see him. So if he is God, which we know he is, then why can't we see him? Job one time said that the oldest book in the Bible said something like this. If I only knew where he lived, and I go knock on his door, and I would like to talk to him, and he got to talk to God, and God told him to guide himself up like a man, for he was going to talk to him, and he came down in a whirlwind and talked to Job. He reminds me of that near our place. We live on the Ohio River. And there was a little boy who went to a certain Sunday school, a Baptist Sunday school in one of our country. And he was very much a tool. One day, when he asked his mother, if this great person that's called God, that we go to church to worship, if he's such a great person, wonder if you could let me see him. I like to see him. Oh, the mother said to her little junior, she said, well, sonny, you must ask your Sunday school teacher. You must ask your Sunday school teacher. Mother is not able to provide that answer. So at Sunday school, he spoke to his teacher and she said, I am not able to provide that either. So you better ask the pastor. You see the way he's going? Okay, let's go. And after the sermon, they asked the pastor, and the pastor said, no, sonny. Said, no man. He said, God is just like the air, and you cannot see him. And of course, that didn't satisfy the little lad. There is a seed of God in that boy that is yearning for something. Oh, blessed be his holy name. Many of us did not stay long in the denomination. We were thirsty to see something. In the denomination, we see a lot of hypocrisies. The assemblies of God are worshipped with few weeks or months. When I never knew where they go to church. I used to be a Catholic. When I gave my life to Christ in a fellowship in UI, they call it Tuesday Fellowship. There you have Brother Medari was there, Brother Kefas was there, they are both late now. Brother Owojaye is in Kaduna, that one is alive. My wife knows all those people I mentioned. These people will walk together. I didn't know that what they are claiming is Christianity. When I gave my life to Christ, I come to Agbowo's a branch of this Assembly of God. I met many of them there. These are people that are making jest of me in the place of work. So now they serve this same God that I've seen. I'm telling you, I lost confidence in the place fast. I said, it cannot be. And some of them are officers in the place. And I know the life they live in their place of work. Ah, no. I say, no, I must go further to look for this God. That God that touched me is not here. Because the life people were living is contrary to what I experienced. Before you know what's happening, I think they have an idea that I wasn't flowing with them. Within a few weeks, they are. If there is a task, if there is hunger in your heart to see realities, you will see realities. Of course, there will be such hunger and task except God put it there. Amen? Until you meet God, the seed of God is in you. Until you meet God and that seed is quickened, nothing will satisfy you. That is why when we came to this message, how do you say, came around and told us they presented the message as Moses brought out the children of Israel, and it was Joshua that took them in. That is how Brother Abraham was said to bring us out of denomination. It is great to be free. He will take us into glory. The evil says, freely we know that. If you look at some of us where they come, quickly we knew that Frisbee was a fake. Amen. Was a fake. If a seed of God is in a man, you can't deceive him for long. May God help us. And he used to tune with an old man down on the high. Is the boy now? He was an old pickup fisherman. The gray in his beard, and some 65, 70 years old. Batches living in a little shanty boat. And I fished with him myself. And we used to go up around the island and fish. Set jumper lines. So this little lad was with him one day up the river. And on the road back, there come up a storm. And they had to rush quickly to the bank to land the little boat, because the waves were so awful big and white capping until it would turn the little craft over. So after the storm was over and they came from behind the trees, they pushed the little boat off the bank and got out into the current of the river, which was about 1 mile across the Ohio River there. He started down the river, drifting along as the old fisherman was pulling the oars. And while they were behind the tree, the old fisherman had told the little boy the story as he had asked him why he wasn't married and he didn't have anyone to take care of him. And he said, "Oh, sonny, there is someone who takes care of me. And the reason that I am not married, my wife is in heaven waiting for me." And he went on with the story. And as he got out into the current, they were going east with the little boat. Oh, going west, rather, with the little boat. And the old fisherman facing back up the river towards the west. It was in the afternoon, and the sun was shining, and after the rain came a rainbow. And oh, I think that is the most beautiful time, when the rain has washed all the dead of the trees and it looks so pretty, green in the original colors. And all the flowers are pretty. And the atmosphere is low and bring the smell of the rose out is just a beautiful time after a rain. I think it somehow reminds me after a revival where the Holy Spirit has come in and washed all the dust out and got us sweetened again before the Lord. Just to stand in the presence of, like I am this afternoon, just bathing here in the presence of the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit taking all doubts and fears and things away from us. And we stand together after a shower from heaven has filled our souls. And the old fisherman started pulling his boat on. The little fellow noticed that tears begin to come down the old fisherman's face. And the little lad turned to see what he was looking at. And there was a rainbow across the sky. So the little fellow, sitting in the stern of the boat, became a tourist. So he was holding onto the side of the brig. And he raised up and ran up into the stern of the boat and fell down at the old fisherman's lap. And he said, "I want to ask you something that my mother, nor my Sunday school teacher, nor pastor can answer for me." And the old fisherman stopped his rod and said, "What is it, lad?" He said, "I noticed you looking at that rainbow." He said, "They tell me that God put that up there." He said, "That is true, my lad." He said, "If God is so great, would anyone see him?" And the old fisherman embraced the little boy to his bosom. And he said, "Blessings on you, my little lad. Let me tell you something. All that I've seen for the past 50 years has been God's." Amen. There was so much God on the inside of a man till he could see him on the out. Now, that is the only way you will ever going to be able to see God. Is get him on the inside of you. Let him look through your eyes. You think if God is looking through your eyes, he will lust after women? You know what I'm saying? If it is God looking through your eyes, you will lust after women. By no means. And that is what Christianity is all about. Father, God above us. Son, God with us. Holy Ghost, God in us. The same God, with the same character, with the same actions, with the same everything. Amen. There was so much God on the inside till he could see him on the out. Now that is the only way you are ever going to be able to see God. Is get him on the inside of you. Let him look through your eyes and he will declare himself. That is why I don't believe. Look, I rather will cope with a man seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost than a man claiming to have it and his life doesn't cope with the scripture. Are you following me? A man that says, "I'm not ashamed, pray for me, I've not yet received the Holy Ghost. I love such a person, I will give him five." Say, five. Amen. Than a man that says, "I received the Holy Ghost." He has mindless. He has a forgiving spirit. He can kill your influence in your absence. In fact, every evil you can name in the calendar of righteousness, he manifests them. The prophet said, to say I have the Holy Ghost is one thing. To truly have the Holy Ghost is another thing. A tree is known by the fruit he bears. Is that true? A man is known, a Christian is known by the life that he lives. It's not sufficient to say, "I believe the message of the hour." The message of the hour is Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. If he's living in you, of course, that is the only way you ever know that he's alive. Because he's living in you. like Paul said, it's no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. It's not a pride. That is Christianity. Amen. I've interacted with so many ministers since we have been in this message. When you see a minister come into an assembly and want to divide the ministers that are there, it's a rogue spirit. He will come to you, whisper something. If you don't have discernment, you will fall for it. You will say something, you will go to the other man, magnify it. That is the devil. Amen? That is the devil. Satan. Whatever experience you have, maybe something come upon you, you jump up, you shake, you speak in tongues, you do so many. The prophet said, watch the life you live day after. Because it's not only God. Satan is also a spirit. Demons are spirits. I cast many of them out when we were in the denomination. Those who call themselves for Bangi, Mami Water Spirit, we order them out. They have to obey us. Praise God. Amen. That is why I used to tell you, in the night, we go to bed to sleep. If you go to bed in the night, you find yourself flying. Fly on top of the tree. Come and tell us. We will cast that evil spirit from you. It's an evil spirit. May God help us. Brothers, where Christ is in you, you live godly 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, 4 weeks a month, 12 months in a year. When any matter happens in the house, you will not behave like an unbeliever. Do you know why you cannot behave as an unbeliever? It's because you are a believer. But if you are claiming to be a believer and you are not a believer claiming to be a believer, when a situation happens, where the character of a believer should be displayed, you will display the character of an unbeliever. Oh, yeah. That is why Brother Abraham said, if you want to know what is in a man, he said, step on him. May God help us. Jesus is master of all situations. No situation can shake Jesus because he's master. May God help us. When everything is fine, we all believe that you should not take one another to the law court. When situation arises, there is an argument. Before you know what is happening, they have consulted their lawyer. They are now in the court. The Bible says you are carnal for doing that. Saints taking their matter before sinners. It's a disgrace. Sons and daughters of God that will rule this earth eternally. You are taking your matter before drunkards, before womanizers, before prostitutes to handle your case, so-called lawyers. It is a disgrace. The Bible says if any matter happens in your among you, he says, are there no spiritual people who can sit down and judge between his brothers? To be spiritual, we used to limit it to one statement of the prophet. It's to be scriptural. I think we should extend it more than that. It's a nice statement. It's a true statement. But to be spiritual is to be scriptural. And it's also to have the mind of is to display Christ in every situation. Amen? May God help us. If a matter happens between two people, I don't care
your normal human relationship with, maybe with one of them you are very friendly, take side with righteousness. Every counsel that you give that is contrary to the Bible and the message is ungodly counsel. Amen. Ungodly counsel. Of course, God cannot believe in you. I'll be giving counsel contrary to his own word. No. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the living God. When we come to the main service, we will talk more of what we are talking about. Paul came to the people in Ephesus. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Because he was in their midst. He watched them, the way they worshiped. He saw a few things. Then he asked the question. They said, they were honest. Some of us, we want to twist it, want to defend it. But Abraham made a statement. He said, if what the dead knew, the living knows it, he said they will all give life to Christ. All their life they will give to Christ. I don't know if you understand that statement. If the things that the dead knew, if we the living people know it, I'm telling you, we'll be so spiritual. What it simply means is that you may be dilly-dally here, come to church, Sunday, mercy, and the rest of it. When you die, and you find that over there, just like the rich man, who find out that all his religiosity was in vain. He said, let somebody go. I have brothers. So they will not live the same life that I have lived. Abraham said, even somebody go from the dead, they will not believe. He said, because preachers are there, prophets are there, ministers are there. Amen. Look, God provided way is the best for anything. Today, the civilized big countries, world powers, America are there. They want to enforce safe marriage on the little country. They will enforce it too. Otherwise, we will be having AIDS from them. They want to force it on you. So woman will marry. That is not God provided way. It's contrary. That is my version. The word of God, the way of God is the original. When you step out of that way, you are in a perverted condition. Like in US, they bring man and man to church. They say the preacher should bless them as husband and wife. If you receive, if you refuse, if you don't have a good lawyer, you go to jail. You go to jail. One thing I disagree with them on is that if you now say that God who made the male and female made mistake, therefore you want to marry man and man together, let one of them who is pretending to be wife, woman, let him give birth. The way God wire man, the way God wire woman is different. No matter the foolishness you practice, a man can never give birth. It's not wired like that. Amen? And they now tell them they should adopt children. Why are you adopting children? The original way God wanted to come is the way they come. Why are you adopting them? To tell you it is nothing but perverse. Do you know what the prophet said about America? He said, if America does not stand judgment, he said, God is morally obligated to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize for them. America is rotting. It's rotting. You talk of rottenness, it's there. They purposely even encourage single mothers. You find little girls, 18, carry children up to 2, 3, following them. Why? Because there is child support. There are some ladies in America that doesn't go to work. They have about 4 or 5 children for different 5 men. This one will bring child support. They live luxuriously in that place. The people encourage sin. In every way you can think, sin can be encouraged. May God help us. Let us see God. We will examine today. You will examine yourself. I will examine myself whether God is inside of me. I will tell you the message we will preach this morning. We examine you and me whether God is inside of you. Can your husband see God in you? Can your wife see God in you? Can your children see God in you, parents? Amen. Can your business associates see God in you? Do you connive with unbelieving co-businessmen to dupe people? You can do clean business with godly fear in your heart. And you can do a dubious one. You say, after all, become more initiated, but you are a partaker. Oh, initiated, but you are partaking. Stand for God at any time, under any circumstances. May God help us. Let's bow our heads. We are coming back. Our Father, we just want to thank you for the prophet that you have said to us in this generation. We give you praise. We give you honor. Why we love him is not because we don't want to idolize him, by no means. We are not praying in his name. We are not baptizing in his name because he did not teach us that. We know there are places where those things have been done. There are workings of devils to pervert the message of the hour. But Lord, the message is said to God's sons and daughters. And we are part of it by your grace. And we have received it. We will stay with every iota of that message. Master, the portion we are trying to pass across to ourselves this morning, Lord Jesus, use it to examine us. Because we are standing before the mirror of your word. Help us, O God. There are mistakes we can make in life. When we discover a mistake, we correct. But this mistake, may we never make this mistake. Because once we cross to the other side, there is no correction. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.